Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Valentine's Day, happy Sunday, and thanks for listening to my show today. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix, and I am doing an ebook giveaway, and I will announce the coupon code in just a couple minutes. I wanted to talk about intuition, although we can focus on any aspect of ascension. Intuition is an important part of it, and it's one of the results you get from ascending, raising your vibration, which is moving to your center, your instinctive center, and aligning with your soul, which is connected to the unified field. That is when you've completed your ascension process that happens. But it is a step-by-step process, and the reason I wanted to mention intuition is because the matrix has gotten so chaotic. And there's so many signals flying around that it's really pushing us to align with our intuition. Otherwise, we get really confused. So we always need, what I do for people is I am ascended. I am aligned. And if you want to see my aura pictures, I have the scientific evidence of that. Plus, I can tell by the way I feel. And I flow and I'm enjoying bliss all the time. And I have my inner guidance. I can ask questions. I get an answer. And I'm also used by spirit to get answers for other people. Because in that alignment, I'm tuned into that field. Therefore, I can tune into that field in others. It's a great place to be in, but you do have to work on it step by step, day by day. So I help you with your next best step. And intuition is one of the greatest things we can have right now. And like I said, you get that by raising your vibration and tuning into the right frequency, because you need to know, like, do I move now? What should I say to this person? Should I leave this relationship? Is this job right for me? Are there still things I'm supposed to learn? If you can tune in, sometimes you can just sense it and you know what it is. Sometimes you get downloads. If you have a very good vessel, you can get what people call downloads. You can do automatic writing. That works for some people. But once again, being careful what field we tune into. So anytime you're going to do intuitive work or do intuitive readings, I do have a free ebook out there. It's called How to Give and Receive an Intuitive Reading. That is a free ebook all the time. And that gives you a lot of tips on that. But you definitely want to tune into the right frequency first, which is going to be love. And so the one book that I have online that's a little more specific, as with ascension and alignment and intuition, it's all about their natural parts of our full being. So it's a matter of us getting rid of our getting out of the matrix and fixing our programming and all our hurts and wounds and ill experiences in our lives and moving into a newer way of living, which is heaven on earth. And I forgot what I was going to say about that. I'm sure it'll come up again. But I'm going to give you the coupon code, and it's only for smashwords.com. That's smashwords.com. This coupon code is for that website only. I don't know if you need to, create a, most places you have to create an identity. I'm not sure about that. But they do have a lot of, they have everything is on Smashwords. It's all ebooks, of course. And the coupon code for the free book, you go in there and you find my book in Intuitive Development for the Soul-Centered Life by Alana Kay. Sometimes you have to put both the author name and the title in to get it. And then when you go to check out, you enter the coupon code, and that is B as in boy, P as in Paul, 92Q as in queen. So that's BP92Q. And I hope I'll mention that a couple more times so that people are sure to have it. And that will be available from today through the 16th, and you can share that with your friends. Anybody can use that. So I'm going to go to the switchboard. I have a full switchboard. I'm going to the 347 area code. You've been waiting a long time. Thanks for waiting. What can we work on today?
Hi, I think I would like to work on just relationships. I guess I tend to gravitate more towards, men who are not emotionally available. And so I think I would like some inner guidance on how to heal this.
Okay, the first thing that I saw, which is what I always give people, is that your emotional center is stronger than people you're coming across. So that's why they're not emotionally available. You need to be aligned with somebody that has the same emotional makeup. Now, particularly in these times, a lot of us are going to go a long period of time without a intimate relationship because people are doing so much personal work. We're all here. We all incarnated here at this time for this purpose. And our soul brings people to us when we're ready and when there's a match. So what I saw is that when you're referring to certain people in your mind, the people that I was being shown, they didn't have as well-developed emotional centers. So it's not a match. And I just look at it energetically, and you're saying not emotionally available, so that's fine too. So you gravitate to them. Well, normally what happens is we also gravitate to people that have the opposite situation that we have. So so what I got, where the imbalance lies inside of you that's causing this to happen, that you pick up the polar opposite of you, is you have a well-developed heart center and emotional capability and capacity for love, which is good. But what I have, what I'm getting for you is that the desire to project that outward is what's causing your difficulty. Sometimes when I'm touching on things, it might be a little beyond just a quick conversation. So you might have to kind of mull it over, but you might know what I'm talking about. Right now, what you want to be using your, to alleviate that feeling that you want to mesh it with somebody else or share it with somebody else, is what you want to do is you want to use it for creative expression.
Okay.
And when it comes to the space in which, see, our old economy and all these aspects of it are going to just crash and fall away. I live on Hawaii where you're going to see, we're prepared for an entirely new life here. So whatever we were doing in the past with so many aspects of ourselves have to change, and it's very scary for people. And when you just try it one day. I don't know if you've tapped into your creative center and used it much in your life. It seems like I've talked to you before. Have I talked to you before? Or is this the first time?
I think it's the first time, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So have you tapped into your creativity? Have you used it? Like go into your feeling center and feel something and then express it?
I think in terms of like creativity, I don't know. I'm not really a creative person.
Yeah. Well, everybody is. And that's going to be really important in the new paradigm to understand that everybody's creative. And then we look at creativity in different ways. It's not always somebody who paints pictures or somebody who, I'm getting that singing would be a good thing for you. What comes from our creative center is basically the abstraction of our soul, the beauty, the abstract nature of our soul coming through in some way into this physical plane. That can be music, dance, artwork, poetry, any number of things, even inventions. when Tesla and Einstein tapped into their creative center, they came up with some really super duper inventions that we and knowledge, you know, knowledge comes through there too. So what'll happen is, and this is what Spirit is saying will happen, you first tap, and this is a lot of people got to do this, work on your creative expression and containing that, like it's this deep well that's for your own use, because you're going to need that. You really, everybody needs that right now. That's a great anchor. The other thing is, when you engage in that, that portal is the same portal through which you get your life force and you get your intuition. It's all connected. And when you've heard these things, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. What you do is you focus on your own emotional center, developing it, valuing it, using it, and then, as I always say, then when things start to show up, then what will happen is, instead of attracting polar opposite imbalances, you know, somebody who's emotionally shut down, you will also find somebody who has worked and developed their emotional center. And then you can pair up with somebody like that and have a good life. Otherwise, it's a constant yo-yo or, you know, up-down elevator anyway, dysfunctional relationship, even if, you know, okay? So that's quite a bit of information. If you need to listen to it again or mull it over, you might have to. You can listen to the archives of any of the shows on my page. They're all kept there for quite some time. So I wish you luck with that, and let us know what you discover there. Within everybody is a tremendous amount of capability. Everybody's creative. You got to find yours. It's your anchor for the future. And very often it's our pot of gold, too. So go ahead and go there. All righty. God bless.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Aloha. I love how everybody's stuff is always very useful to other people. Okay, now I'm going to the 631 area code. What can we work on today?
Oh, hi, Alana. My name is Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
Where do you reside, 631?
I am in New York on Long Island.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Cold here.
Yeah.
So the reason that I'm calling is, you know, I just happened to open up the page and I saw just exactly what I'm interested in, intuitive development. I would love to learn how to give and receive intuitive readings. If you could, would you be able to read my energy? And just, is this something that I know that you say that everyone has
the answer is yes. I already picked that up before you said it.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead.
Okay.
I said, oh, this is another reader calling me. That's the first thing I thought.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the thing is, I'd really like to get the reason I decided, I used to cast a really big net on my show that I did for a few years. And I took many months off this year because I said, I really got to tune into what I really, there's so many people doing this kind of work out there. What do I specialize in? And I wanted to teach people intuition and alignment and ascension. So I'd really like to get more people that would like to learn this. And then I'd like to do Zoom meetings.
Wow.
Because people like me I started a long, 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 long decades ago. It takes a lot of practice, but being the pioneer, saying I wanted to live my life completely by intuition and law of attraction, period. I have a lot that I can share with people, and I can use my intuition to help people. So just keep that in mind. If you know other people, contact me via my – I'm getting an echo on the line. Sorry, I'm getting a little thrown off a little. Oh, that'll help. There you go.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah, that's better. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. My email address is on the show description. If anybody is interested in me, you know, I can do three, four, five people on a Zoom where I can work with people for a length of time. I can only do really short ones on the show. But yes, you are meant to be a reader. And what I'm getting for you is bringing together the intellect with the center. And I see that you've already done a good job of that. I'm being shown you in that condition. So do you know what I mean by bringing the distinctive center with the mental?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that the mental isn't getting in the way, and everybody needs to hear this. You don't want your, you need to know the difference, because you don't, a lot of people, they want to straddle both worlds, and then we just stay kind of locked up. And it's a matter of starting the day in the morning, centered in the heart center, the instinctive center, work on that every day. You got to get better at connecting to that. And then start your day like that. Try to stay centered, follow your breath, stay in your breath. And let that send the information to your brain. And that's where we get heart intelligence from.
Okay.
And as far as developmentally on the ascension spiral, not everybody's at the place where they really understand that, but that's where you're at. Either you've gotten it, you're getting it, that's what you're working on.
Okay. I am. I have been. Yeah. I don't think I'm I'm there yet, but I,
And then when you can have a day where you feel like you totally got your marching orders from your soul, all of your guidance, like, well, should I go to this store first or that store? And then you go to, instead of following logic, and you go, well, I'm going to go to this one because that's just what I feel like doing. And then there's a big car accident and you see, oh, see, that's why I went to this place first, because I would have gotten stuck in a traffic jam if I had gone to the other one. So when your days start to come out, like where you can tell you've been aligned with divine timing and all of that, then you're going to be ready for a bigger, that then it's going to be transferred to be used for something else. But that's what you're working on right now.
Okay.
That's your primary thing. And I'm, I did most of the talking. Do you have anything you wanted to add or say or request?
That's what I am. I'm a great student, so it's I love that. I mean, I'm taking it all in. Well, that was really my question was to how to just to get a better instruction of how to get into the into this. And when you said get to that heart space, I know what you mean, because once you get into that heart space, that's where things are not really your everyday life or your, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're like, what do I need to do today? That's just something that we do. We've always done. But when you get, when you go for that day from the heart space, it's different. It's different. And I know when I've been there and I've experienced that, it's a matter of now I see that doing that every morning will help me be more in tune with it on a daily basis when I'm not. That's why I flip-flop a lot. I flip-flop.
Yeah.
I'll be interested.
Yeah, right. Everybody does that.
And then I'm done. I wear myself out, and I'm done. You know what I mean?
And, well, you mean like, if you go into the, if we go into the logic where we start planning things out, then we're going to find ourselves colliding with everybody else's plans. That's why we don't want to plan. We want to know, you know, I know the things that I need to get done, but I try to follow my instincts on what am I doing today. That's the other thing.
Okay.
And how to put my day together. And I've been really careful lately to, I was getting really good at it, and then I started to fall into some habits of, I mean, repetitive habits. Like, I got to do this first, then I got, and then lately, it was like, I think you learn one thing, then you learn another layer. And what I usually do is I go to the beach first thing in the morning. And I've been challenged the last couple of weeks to not go to the beach first thing in the morning. And it's like, oh, throwing me off because I'm used to a certain order. But you still definitely want to take that time in the morning to line yourself up with your higher self, which is your heart, your instinctive center. And if you read my, if you get the book, and I'll mention the coupon code again right here, B as in boy, P as in Paul, 92 Queen, BP 92Q, It has a lot of the tips in there. Okay. I tried to dig up as much as I could. Once again, it's one of those things where you have to try it. It's like, I can tell you how to ride a bike, but you really got to get on one and
okay,
try it
yes.
until you get
yes.
it. I
uh-huh.
And then, yeah, okay. All right, well,
okay.
good. Stay the course, and that's exactly what you're learning right now. That's what your soul has you working on.
Oh, wonderful.
Right now.
Well, that's good to hear.
Okay.
And thank you so much for okay. everything that you taught me. And I'm on your website about the book, so I'm going to get on that. And then can I stay in touch with you and to find out if you're putting together the Zoom classes?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody wants to send me an email that you're interested in a certain kind, as long as I have a handful of people, I'm willing to do the Zoom classes, and I'll keep the prices really cheap.
Okay.
You know, it'll be like 15, 20 bucks or something. So,
okay.
Yeah, anybody who's listening, feel free to send me an email and click on tell me what you're interested in, and then click on follow on the show. If you can
okay.
find that on there, and that way you get a notification anytime I set up a show, because I'm planning on doing,
excellent.
I'm going to eventually be doing a longer show, and I want to have guests, and I want to have different subject matter as time goes on. I'm just getting started. I had a show called the Soul Sherpa for 3 years. I had a lot of followers on there, and I just got started with the Violet Phoenix. That's always been my publishing company. But
oh.
I wanted to get the name recognition so that people knew where and how to find me.
Oh,
and
sure.
so that's why I decided. And also to refine, like I said, to teach people intuition and ascension and alignment. Okie doke.
Oh,
so I got the one
great.
Free book, How to Give and Receive an Intuitive Reading. That's on Smashwords. And then also this one that you need a coupon code for, because otherwise it's $3.99 or something.
Gotcha.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you, Christine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take You're care. Welcome. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
You too. Okay. I'm sorry to say aloha, mahalo, because I'm so used to it. I've been here for a long time. I'm with the 504 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm
am I on
speaker?
Speaker?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you see if I am in my alignment as far as ascension, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been stuck. I mean, I'm growing, but I feel like I've been stuck at one place for a little while, and I don't know how to get
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Yeah. Have you been around, like, whether it be job-wise or family or neighborhood, have you been around the same people for a long time?
Yeah, and they're really negative.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm just getting that.
I mean,
that,
some
you
of
know,
them can't help it.
Right. Okay, here's the deal. A lot of people are kind of in that kind of situation, but that's the main reason. So what do you, in your particular situation with your life goals, what do you do about this situation? Okay, let me see. First of all, what you want to do is, I'm trying to get if you're there for a reason or if you're supposed to try to get yourself out of it. I'm getting both,
okay.
but you first got to see the energetic reasons that you're staying plugged, you know, connected to these people energetically. Because if the
okay.
people around you are different, and I've been through this, believe me, there are ways to not get connected with their energy. And it's
okay.
really, really requires a lot of discipline. It's kind of like walking a tightrope. And I think
that's
a lot of people
like.
Are going to glean insight from this.
Good.
Spend as much time as you can knowing what is the real true me in my heart? What do I really believe? And take yourself back like to your childhood if necessary. And go, what do I really believe about life? What have I always believed, no matter what? Even, you know, I have bad days and good days, but what are my core beliefs? And then what you do is there's two parts to this. Is when thoughts are wafting through your mind, and you want to try to stay, we want to stay out of our mental as much as possible anyway, and that's really hard to do, but it takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
Power of now. Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, is very good for this.
You're the second person to tell me that.
Yeah,
I
it brings you
book.
To it teaches you. Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, and I reread it this year. I read it when it came out, and then I felt like I had to reread it this year about staying in the moment, staying in your own space. And then what you do is you learn to. I have my own way. I think everybody has to come up with their own way. I call it turning them to glass or neutralizing. Every time
okay.
we think about, like, say we have a conversation with somebody and we tune into them and then we walk away and we kind of, their words are echoing, we're making
yeah.
these energy connections. And then
ooh.
That, and so I have had to make sure this year I do not engage in any conversation I don't want to engage in. I'm not polite
ooh.
Anymore. I am not the polite person I used to be. Because the realms are splitting and people really have to go the heart way. So anybody who's in, and when you're following the heart, the higher energies, it's all wonderful. So anybody who's negative is completely on the wrong trajectory right now. Their life is on a collision course. And when we connect
mm-hmm.
with those kind of people energetically, it keeps us locked instead of us moving up,
cool.
as you were saying. So we don't want to engage in any, we don't acknowledge, we're not polite about it, we're not sympathetic, we're not, if you ever look at, read A Course in Miracles, which a lot of people have trouble with, but A Course in Miracles doesn't say anything about forgiveness or compassion. What A Course
okay.
in Miracles says is forgiveness is not necessary because all it means is the person has what they call level confusion. Like I say, there's different realms, there's all kinds of signals, frequencies, realms. We're trying to tune in to the highest frequency. And so
okay.
people have different perceptions of reality based on whatever realm they're tuned into.
Okay.
So you just want to let them figure it out themselves. We don't want to help them. We don't want to feel sorry for them. We don't want to talk about things from a negative perspective. All of those things keep us tied in. And even our thoughts during the day. I've had to be really careful because I see people, I like Facebook for a lot of reasons, but I see people behaving badly. And if I start thinking about the way they're behaving and the things they're saying, that'll pull me into the matrix, it pulls me in. What we pay attention to is very important.
Yeah. How would you, okay, say I have a, at work, I have it at home and I have it at work. Home used to be my safe space. But I took my mom in during the pandemic because she's elderly, you know, and
mm-hmm.
she's just cranky and all that. But
yeah.
but home used to be my sanctuary. And then at work, there was this lady, and she was really difficult. And I finally kind of dealt with it. And then she hired a friend, and I thought I was doing really well, but I could not recover my energy. And I looked in the mirror, and I had these really
yeah.
dark circles
mm-hmm.
under my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now physically,
mm-hmm.
I'm not able to do the both of them. And the second one is even more, she's got like a seething anger. So, I mean, I'm not plugging into her, but she'll go, she'll hold something up and go and ask like a question very innocuous. Like, do you remember how much this is? Or something like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's tricky. Because, you know, that's really
no,
not
that's
being
what myself and other people have noticed is that they're very sneaky and tricky and manipulative about how they snag your energy and how they drain you. That's not uncommon.
Yeah, so how do you
yeah,
get
I do
it
that too.
Back.
So I am getting that you don't need to stay where you are. Not home wise, but I mean, as far as work. So I don't know
okay.
if you have any thoughts about that, but you don't have to.
I'd love to leave.
Because you're right, it is very overwhelming. But I'm getting also that you need a period of time, if you would leave it, if you can find the way, give yourself a couple of weeks to clear out that entire experience and all of those people. Because even when you leave people at the end of the day or, you know, if you're leaving them, there's still that quantum entanglement on such
I
a subtle
that.
Level. And that's a part. I know what you're saying. I mean, like, I have that happen, too, and I have the same thing. I look in the mirror like, oh, my God, I look so bedraggled.
Yeah.
It's because I've been
engaging.
You think
you're doing good.
With...
Yeah. Even
exactly.
sleep, nothing would help. They drained you.
Yeah, right. And then they continue to drain you. So you get, you're right. You have it coming from too many different directions, and that's not going to work for you right now. and
okay.
For now, you know, and then get stronger in your resolve and get on to a better group of people and a better situation. But definitely I'm seeing a break. If you can take a break,
okay,
and just get really,
how,
get back into your own belief
you
system about how you feel. How do I recharge
like
breathing?
Like after someone got it, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been trying to meditate.
Well, you have to negate, you got to get back to center, use your breath. I fortunately have the mountains and the ocean and everything here. And
aww,
right now with the chaos, I really need that. And I have children and grandchildren in the mainland, and then I do the show and I do readings for people, and I have lots of people that look to me. So right now I really need to have that for clearing, because I can't always completely clear myself. I suppose I would,
okay,
if I had to, but you do,
okay,
your clearing, and I do talk about that in my books. I talk about clearing because,
okay,
that's really important, because it's naturally,
okay,
in you, but you got to clear the other stuff. And it's by neutralizing. We don't want to have any feelings towards them one way or the other. That's how you neutralize it. Just neutralize them.
Okay.
And breathe.
Okay.
Breathe. Every time their image, their words cross our mind, just breathe, breathe, breathe. Just,
okay,
nice, gentle, loving breath. Start with that love inside of you, that connection to your soul, and just breathe love on everything. And another thing that I've had to tell myself this year, to tell my mental body, and I'm going to leave the show with this for everybody, is regardless of how it looks and how everybody is behaving, everything is in perfect order and everything is perfect, because this,
okay,
is the perfect storm. The chaos is pushing people. Some are moving quickly and better to higher ground. Some are staying behind, but this is the perfect storm, and everything is perfect.
Okay.
So I really appreciate your call. Wow, I had fabulous callers.
What's,
I'm sorry,
what's
for
your
the people.
Website?
AlanaK.com. Do you see the description,
okay,
on the? I got all. I know it's kind of a long description this time, but AlanaK.com, and I have some meditations,
okay,
on there. I have one that's 21 minutes. It's got nice music, and it's about how to get back to center using the aspects of love as they were given,
okay,
to me by spirit. And
okay,
that's all free. That's all free. I got a lot of free stuff for people.
Okay.
So the website, Violet
thank
Phoenix
you.
Publishing, and then Smashwords. And anybody who I didn't get to, well, thanks for calling. I'm going to disconnect
I'm gonna
your
get
call
your
now.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. Aloha. There's a few calls I wasn't able to get to. If you want to shoot me a quick question on email, alana@alanak.com, I'll get back to you. If I do it on my phone, it comes from alanak1111, because my phone, the outgoing emails on AlanaK right now aren't working, but I have many devices I tune into. So if I didn't get to your call, please send me an email. I'll see if I can answer your question. And also, if you're interested in any certain subject matter, I am accumulating mailing lists so that I can get in touch with people when I'm ready to do some Zoom classes. So, have a wonderful week. Keep rising, and aloha.